This is the Schnitt Show.
We're just looking at weight gain. A little more than 6 in 10 adults in the United States, about 61% report weight gain since the start of the pandemic. My God, you know who got whacked the most? Is this true? Millennials. Millennials, on average, gained 41 pounds. What? That is absolutely crazy. 22% of millennials report undesired weight loss with an average weight loss of 26 pounds. So 22% of millennials weight loss with an average weight loss of 26 pounds. 48% of millennials report undesired weight gain with an average gain of 41 pounds. Holy moly. Some weight loss. Majority, though, nearly 50% of millennials. Millennials are 25 to 42. That's the millennial category. Now, I am Gen X. Yeah, 43 to 56. 17% of Gen Xers report undesired weight loss with an average weight loss of 22 or 24 pounds. 41% of Xers report undesired weight gain with an average gain of 21 pounds. I pretty much held steady during COVID, during the pandemic. I did not put on 21 pounds, not even close. In fact, I just fluctuated up a pound, down 2 pounds, up 2 pounds, down 5 pounds. You know, early on in the beginning of the pandemic, for the first couple of months, I absolutely lost weight. I didn't really weigh myself. But that millennial category, 48% of millennials report undesired weight gain to the tune of an average gain of 41 pounds. My God, yeah, I've got the whole list here. This is just interesting. Oh, and speaking of COVID, you see this Hawaii story? This is kind of interesting. I don't know if we're dealing with outliers, but I'll morph into that in a second. But looking at these stats here, of slightly more than 6 in 10 U.S. adults, 61% gained weight, undesired weight gain. Now, I can go through the categories here of men. So let's do men, a composite of men, then a composite of women. 20% of men, and incidentally, this is from APA.org. These numbers, APA.org, from a press release they put out. Men. 20% of men report undesired weight loss with an average weight loss of 25 pounds. That's significant. But 39% of men report undesired weight gain with an average gain of 37 pounds. That's even worse. That's even more significant. That is incredible. Who are the folks that put on 37 pounds? I got to be honest, you know, the people I know, I don't know if anyone put on 37 pounds. Women, let's go to the female category. 17% of women report undesired weight loss with an average weight loss of 27 pounds. 45% of women report undesired weight gain with an average weight gain of 22 pounds. So a higher percentage with more gain, but the lower percentage had a higher weight loss by 5 pounds, kind of negligible. But still, these weight fluctuations all seem to side on the greater weight gain than the weight loss. But some of these swings are huge. Even the weight loss swings are massive. All right, let's start with the Gen Z adults. This is the 18 to 24 bracket right now. This is Generation Z, 18 to 24-year-olds. 22% of Gen Z adults report undesired weight loss, average weight loss of 22 pounds. But 52% of Gen Zers, 18 to 24, undesired weight gain, average gain of 28 pounds. All right, wait a minute. Folks, is this you, or do you know people that have put on these pounds or lost these pounds? I mean, these are big numbers. These are high percentages of a person's weight. I don't think that I've known people that have had these kinds of swings, the loss and the gain, to this extent. All right, hey, I want to go to phones on this. Sue, let's try to go to calls on this. All right, 800-801-8999. I'm going to get back to the border crisis, but right now we got a weight gain crisis here. I want to grab some phone calls. Wherever you're listening, do you know people that have had this significant amount of weight gain or weight loss? 22 pounds down, 37 pounds up. Come on. These numbers just seem in I would think 5, 10 pounds either way. But these numbers are dramatic. If this is you, if this is you or somebody you know, whether it's a coworker, whether it's a family member, have you seen actual individuals that you know with this type of weight gain or weight loss over the last year with COVID? I'm just trying to get some real-world phone call data here. All right, 800-801-8999. That's the number. Did you gain or lose these huge numbers, or did anybody you know have this type of weight gain and weight loss during COVID? Do you know anybody that wasted away, or do you know somebody that just ballooned up during COVID, even if it's you? 800-801-8999, that is how you get in. 800-801-8999. We did Gen Z, I did the millennials, with 22% of millennials undesired weight loss, average weight loss 26 pounds, and then 48% of millennials, that's the 25 to 42 age bracket, they gained weight with an average gain of 41 pounds. That's the largest weight gain of any of the demographics, the millennials, 25 to 42. Come on. Average weight gain, 41 pounds. That is a humongous percentage of a person's body weight. And I mentioned Gen Xers. That's my category, 43 to 56. 43 to 56. Okay, Boomer. Then we got the boomer category, 57 to 75. 14% of baby boomers report undesired weight loss with an average weight loss of 26 pounds. 37% of boomers report undesired weight gain with an average gain of 16 pounds. So a lesser increase in pound gainage for the baby boomers. Okay, Boomer. Yeah, older adults, 76 plus, 5% of older adults reported undesired weight loss and 25% undesired weight gain. I don't have the pounds on that. And then we get to the ethnicities. White adults, 17% of white adults reported undesired weight loss, average 22 pounds. 42% of white adults reported undesired weight gain, average gain 30 pounds. That is enormous. Percentage of your current body weight, what you started with, and putting on 30 pounds? White adults? Hispanic adults, 25% of Hispanic adults reported weight loss, average weight loss 27 pounds. 46% of Hispanic adults weight gain, average 28 pounds. Black adults, 22% of black adults undesired weight loss, average 38 pounds. Wow. And then 42% of black adults reported undesired weight gain, average of 35 pounds. Then Asian adults, 16% of Asian adults reported undesirable weight loss, but insufficient sample size. That's a hate crime, by the way. Now, listen, I want to get back into the, listen, there are hate crimes going on because of, COVID and Wuhan and the whole thing. But again, I keep seeing all these reports on the Atlanta massacre at the spas being a hate crime. And the feds are saying they've got no proof it's a hate crime. And everyone's co-opting this. So I want to get into that in just a bit. 38% of Asian adults report undesired weight gain. With that, it's an average gain of 12 pounds. So there you have it. Interesting. All right, 800-801-8999. 800-801-8999. Sue, where are we on calls? 800-801-8999. Oh, the phone system reset? Oh, geez. Sue is in the process of screening calls and the phones. Really? All right. Dumped everyone? All right. Again, what was, I think we've reset. So if you were on hold or you'd like to get in, 800-801-8999. I'd like to know, what was your weight gain, weight loss, and I want to match it to your demographic. I want to see if Schnitt listeners, if your data comports with this actual data on COVID weight gain and weight loss. 800-801-8999, the nationwide number. 800-801-8999. All right, while Sue is messing with the phones, speaking of COVID, weird deal out of Hawaii. Three people in Hawaii who were fully vaccinated have tested positive for COVID-19. Yeah, the individuals became infected after receiving both doses of the Pfizer or Moderna. This is according to KITV television in Honolulu. In all three cases, the patients did not become severely ill. Does not appear they transmitted the virus to anybody else, according to the Hawaii state health officials. One of the patients was a healthcare worker on Oahu, and they completed their vaccine regimen back in early January. What the hell does that mean? About a month later, the worker traveled to several cities in the U.S. Following travel protocol, the healthcare employee and their travel companion got tested for the virus prior to returning to Hawaii. Are these just flukes? What the hell happened here? Interesting. I wonder if there were any compromises in the vaccine. What if the efficacy of the vaccine traveling all the way to Hawaii, if there were any issues? What if they got the right dose? I mean, a lot of these questions I think need to be asked. Hey, you had was it a Kroger? I think it was in Virginia. You had a Kroger supermarket, I think in Virginia, where they were giving out vaccines, and they gave out like 10 people or 12 people got sticks in the arms, and it turned out there was no vaccine in the syringe. How do you, as a qualified individual, able to give an injection, whether you're a pharmacist, a pharmacy tech, whatever, how do you not know that there's no vaccine in the actual syringe? Yeah, that happened. That was like a week and a half ago, 10 days ago, at a Kroger supermarket pharmacy. It's like 10 or 12 people. Okay, here's your COVID shot. Boom, needle in the arm. Guess what? All they got was a needle in the arm. There was no actual vaccine in the syringe. So I wonder what the hell happened here with these three people in Hawaii that were fully vaccinated, and then they've come down with COVID-19. Interesting. All right, I also have to get back into the remnants of the border crisis. There are a couple of other things regarding that. Latest on the Capitol and potential sedition charges. You know, that's a pretty hefty thing that, you know, the 60 Minutes interview last night with the federal prosecutor not ruling out that Trump could be charged down the road. All right, hold on to that thought, folks. The Schnitt rolls on next. Oh, hold on a minute. I got something to do here. Hold on a minute. The Schnitt does not roll on next quite yet. In fact, I got to tell you about our good friends at Oxford Gold. And, you know, you watch the stock market go up and down. Like Dow is up today. You know, the market is up and down. You got NASDAQ up today, S&P up today. You know, the markets are up and down. The fluctuations, you're seeing record highs that pop up. But the question is, how long can this go on for? You know, you realize that this is exactly what happened right before the 2000.com bubble burst, right? And now is the time to protect your savings and retirement by putting them into something safe, like real gold and silver. I'm not talking about gold and silver stocks. I'm talking about the real deal, the stuff you can hold in your hand, actual real gold and silver. So how do you get real gold and silver? It's easy. You call the Oxford Gold Group at 833-600-GOLD. Every financial pro that I've ever known has always agreed with having a percentage of precious metals in your portfolio. Get a hold of Oxford Gold Group today, 833-600-GOLD. They're going to teach you everything you need to know about owning real gold and silver, easier than you think. If you call the Oxford Gold Group at 833-600-GOLD, they're going to get you a free gold and silver investment guide. And Oxford Gold Group is the only gold and silver company that I trust, and, well, you should too. Get the Oxford Gold Investment Guide today. Learn how easy it is to have real gold and silver delivered to your home and how easy it is to have gold and silver in your retirement account. Don't wait. You never know when the bubble's going to burst. Call the Oxford Gold Group today, 833-600-GOLD. That's 833-600-G-O-L-D.
This is the Schnitt Show.
I have just watched a video clip from Vice President Kamala Harris. Oh, this is a joke. It's all fun and games till they lose the Senate. Hold on, I'll play it next.
The Schnitt Show. Is on
SchnittShow.com.
Incidentally, I am now eligible to get the vaccine. The state of Florida, my home state, lowered the vaccine age to 50 plus today. So I now fall into that category. So I will make arrangements to get the vaccine. And my wife and I would imagine, will just drive up in the same car and roll down both windows, and they can get Michelle from the passenger seat and I'll be in the driver's seat and just roll on through. All right, so I got to make arrangements. Yeah, it opened up this morning. Yeah, the state of Florida, 50 plus, beginning this morning, this Monday, March the 22nd. All right, welcome back to Schnitt, 800-801-8999. I am quickly diverting from previously planned programming material because I just came across a fresh audio bite of the vice president of Kamala Harris. This just got released. This is just out. Amid the border crisis, you're not going to believe what occurred. And this audio bite is unbelievable. Now, this is being reported by numerous sources today. This is Vice President. Let me give you the exact location. This is Vice President Kamala Harris at Jacksonville International Airport in Jacksonville, Florida. Yeah, that's a facility that I've been in numerous times. So this is Kamala Harris right next to Air Force Two. Of course, whatever plane the vice president is on, that's designated as Air Force Two. This is a short time ago at Jacksonville International Airport. This is Vice President Kamala Harris. She was asked by a reporter this, and then her response.
Do you plan to visit the border? Not today.
What? And then goes into a Hillary-like cackle? What the hell? A reporter asks, do you plan to visit the border? Let me roll this back. Running the audio bite back. And then she tries to correct it. I'm going to run the whole thing. And there's a couple of seconds after the cackle, after the Hillary Clinton-like laugh. Was she practicing to sound like Hillary? We got to do a cackle-off. Krusty the Clown cackle-off. Here, listen again.
Do you plan to visit the border?
Not today. But I have before, and I'm sure I will again. Yeah.
My God. So she realized, uh-oh, whoopsies, stepped in it. I'm treating this in a flippant fashion. I'm laughing. And then tries to correct at the very end, but clearly too late. The first thing she blurted out, is this a joke to you? Vice President Kamala Harris, is the border situation with over 15,000 unaccompanied minors in federal custody? By the way, folks, Customs and Border Protection, CBP, the numbers coming out of them are just shy of 5,000. Those are the numbers of minors, of youth, that are being held in border facilities. These are the cage-like facilities at the border stations along the border. That number is at about 5,000. Guess what? The real number is over 15,000 because they've had to move tons of kids, unaccompanied migrants, illegal aliens. They had to move these kids to other facilities. So don't fall for the propaganda number. Don't fall for the Biden administration official release number of, oh, just under 5,000. No, it's over 15,000. And Kamala Harris is laughing. A reporter asks her, do you plan to visit the border? We're in a full-blown crisis. And this is Kamala Harris?
Do you plan to visit the border?
Not today.
What? Why would you laugh? Why would you have such a flippant response? Not today. What is that? Then clearly catches herself and then tries to salvage the answer and gets serious all of a sudden after cacklemania.
But I have before, and I'm sure I will again.
I have before, and I'm sure I will again. Oh, my God. What an absolute unmitigated disaster of an audio bite. She's laughing at the border crisis? A crisis of humongous proportions? The whole mainstream media is calling the Biden administration out. Oh, there's also a lack of transparency issue. Which, hey, you want to hear MSNBC go after the Biden administration for a lack of transparency? How would that be for a breath of fresh air? How would you like to hear Katie Turr call out the Biden administration during a discussion on MSNBC earlier today? My God, this is refreshing. What is this, backward day? My God. All right, hold on. We get to that audio bite in a minute. Folks, what did we learn last hour? Well, we learned last hour that you should not believe the number from Customs and Border Protection, that the total number of children is a little under 5,000. No, it's over 15,000 because it's the kids that are at the border in these facilities and then all the kids that have been moved to other facilities like, oh, the Dallas Convention Center, like the facility in Donna, Texas. And again, in hour number one, I told you the Texas Democrat, Henry Cuellar, a Democrat, a representative, a Democrat House of Representatives member, Democrat Henry Cuellar, he got photos of this facility in Donna, Texas, this temporary overflow facility where the kids are jammed in these like plastic pods. They're like rooms made up of a, it's almost like a big, giant room-sized box that looks like the same material that you've got a wedding dress zipped up in. You know those clear zippy bags? Seriously, I'm not making this up. Imagine a clear zippy bag for a garment, but then make it room size, turn it into a box or a rectangle, make it, you know, 20 by 20, and that's what these kids are like locked. It's insane. So Cuellar, a House of Representatives Democrat from Texas, got a hold of pictures from the Donna, Texas facility and released them to Axios, the website. Folks, I told you in hour number one, CNN calling out the Biden administration, saying this is a crisis. Chuck Todd, Meet the Press yesterday, calling it a border crisis. They all are. ABC, NBC, CBS, Fox News Channel. Fox News Sunday yesterday. Across the board, they're calling this a crisis. When the mainstream media that is in love with the Joe Biden, Kamala Harris administration, when they are calling BS and calling you out, you know you have a problem. When a problem is so big that the mainstream media and all the Biden lovers in the mainstream media are not covering for Joe Biden, well, you got yourself a problem. And then in the midst of all this, yeah, Kamala Harris laughing when a reporter asks, hey, are you going to go visit the crisis at the border? And she starts laughing.
Do you have plans to visit the border?
Not today.
My God, it's a Hillary cackle. I got to do a cackle off. I got to find in my archive. I got to find the Hillary Clinton cackle, and we're gonna do a cackle comparison. Really? And she's laughing. Are you going to go to the border? Not today. And then she gets serious afterwards.
But I have before, and I'm sure I will again.
Oh, I better correct this quickly.
Do you have plans to visit the border?
Not today.
That was on the ramp at Jacksonville International Airport just a short time ago. That is fresh meat audio. And then, of course, Biden's not going to the border. White House Press Sec Psaki asked, hey, when's Biden going? No plans right now for Biden to go to the border. Why? They already have a gigantic pile of illegal alien kid poop to clean up. And if they put Biden there, it just right now it just personifies. It just it expands the giant mess that they're in. They don't want to throw Biden in that. This is a Biden administration, full-blown five-alarm pile of crap. All right, then we have MSNBC. Hold on a minute. I got audio out the wazoo all of a sudden. This is also fresh audio. So on the heels of the Harris audio joking around, yeah, real laughing matter. Then we have this. We have Katie Turr on MSNBC earlier today. She is pointing out how the Biden administration is holding back the media. Yeah, she's talking about how frustrating it is that there is like no media access, that there's like a blackout, the lack of transparency. Hey, Joe Biden, Biden administration, Kamala Harris, Jen Psaki, Homeland Security Sec, Mayorkas. Hey, pro tip for you. When MSNBC, lover of typically everything Democrat and Joe Biden, when they're calling you out, you got a problem. You got an issue. Here, listen to this. This just earlier today on MSNBC and Katie Turr's show. Listen.
So, Gabe, let's talk about why there isn't access. We got those images from Congressman Cuellar. But why is the media still not allowed into these facilities?
Well, Katie, that's the question that keeps being asked of the Biden administration. Right now, what they continue to cite is COVID protocols. But as you know, Katie, even the Trump administration did allow reporters inside some of these facilities. I remember going inside many of them back in 2018, 2019, especially over in Clint, Texas, near El Paso, where there was a lot of controversy over overcrowding at one of those Border Patrol stations. But I
And there you have it. That's Gabe Gutierrez, an NBC Nightly News correspondent, doing a report on MSNBC, talking about the lack of transparency. He's in Texas. Everybody, the mainstream media is turning on Biden right now, and they should. You know, sometimes you just can't hide the truth. What a mess. And then you got Kamala Harris, the vice president, is laughing. Really funny. Just laughing your ass off. That's just fantastic. Wow. What else did I? In the border front, I had a couple other things that I didn't get to, but this all just runs in tandem right now. I mentioned the mayor, a Democratic border town mayor. Listen to this. The Democratic mayor of a southern border town is livid. This guy is absolutely apoplectic over what the Biden administration is doing and how they have absolutely mishandled the immigration crisis. Again, Democratic mayor. This mayor, Bruno Lozano, he's a Democrat. He is the mayor of Del Rio, Texas. And he said that he's pleading with D.C. to do more about the migrants, the illegal aliens pouring into his small little town of Del Rio, Texas. He said, "You have a breach on national security levels that have never been seen before in modern history. And you're not even batting an eye about it. You're not even calling it a crisis. You're calling it a quote, unquote, challenge." Democrat Mayor Bruno Lozano, Del Rio, Texas. He gave that quote to the New York Post yesterday. Yeah, Lozano, he represents, he's the mayor of this little small town. Well, it's not that. It's a little over 35,000 residents. And they've been trying to flag down Biden since February. Joe, over here, look at us. Del Rio, Texas. We got a problem. Is that not incredible? He sent the president a video asking him not to send migrants to his community because they don't have the resources. He sent a video message. In the message, he says, "Mr. President, my name is Bruno Lozano, mayor of the city of Del Rio, Texas, and I'm pleading and requesting with you to please put a halt to any measures regarding the release of immigrants awaiting court dates into the city of Del Rio and surrounding areas." And he's saying this as he's showing empty store shelves, grocery store lines. His town, his little city is getting slamulated. "We do not have the resources available to house and accommodate these migrants within our community. If you do send these individuals into our community, we will be forced to make a decision to leave them without resources under these dire circumstances. I'm asking to please stop. Please make another plan for this federal issue." So this guy, Lozano, a Democrat, is telling Biden, "Stop, we're getting overrun, we can't handle this, please, stop, stop." And guess what? Did the Biden administration listen? No. He said that the request, a Democrat mayor's request to the Biden administration, has fallen on deaf ears. Over a month later, only thing that's changed, the number of migrants that are just jamming into small community, about 150 a day. He says, "I'm not trying to demonize the humanitarian aspect by any means, but my responsibility is to the city of Del Rio and the residents of Del Rio, Texas. My responsibilities are to the American people that got me elected." What a mess. He says nobody wants to tackle the issue. This is a crisis. You got Democrats telling Biden, "You dope. You got a massive crisis here."
This is the Schnitt Show.
The latest on the sedition at the Capitol. Looks like sedition charges could be coming. And a whole lot more. You ought to see my pile of stuff for hour three. Next.
The Schnitt Show.